Today we see a test of an old standard of politics. This standard is so alien from the conversation on the internet or cable TV that it's worth taking a moment to describe. If you hold public office, you may be a political partisan, an ambitious politician, even planning to run for president, but you also have a job, which is not any of that. Your job is to serve the people and do it persuasively. Today, of course, it's common to scorn this division, to make everything partisan, to assume that everyone's motives are bad. But office holders still do have those jobs, and so it is that President Biden, who's indicated a plan to seek re-election, meets today with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's widely thought to be seeking the presidency himself. Their job is to coordinate hurricane relief, regardless of the politics of the people they help. NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro is here. Domenico, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Okay, so what is the president's job today?
Well, he and the First Lady are going to be meeting with local residents and business owners in Fort Myers, Florida, which were affected by Hurricane Ian badly. He'll also be attending a briefing on the recovery with the head of FEMA. And by the way, we can expect that he'll meet with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And we know they have very different politics, as you're alluding to there in your introduction.
They have certainly clashed in recent months.
They certainly have. And, you know, DeSantis, we know, is up for re-election in just 5 weeks, inside 5 weeks now for his gubernatorial re-election. And really part of his re-election campaign has been to beat up on Biden essentially at every turn politically, you know, during this campaign. And we know he's gained a lot of attention as a 2024 potential rival to the president. But so far, they've put partisan politics aside. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre touched on this yesterday.
There will be plenty of time to discuss differences between the president and the governor, but now is not the time.
Yeah, and DeSantis knows that he needs federal funds to help his state recover. Biden has no interest in somehow looking petty in addressing this deadly disaster. And, you know, this storm really could define DeSantis. And remember, there's a long line of disasters that have shaped and sometimes drastically altered public perceptions of political leaders. You might remember after Superstorm Sandy hit New Jersey a decade ago, then Republican Governor Chris Christie had been a sharp critic of former President Obama. And he had to work with him, and he did. But that didn't sit really well at all with conservatives and hurt his presidential prospects. And of course, we know as President George W. Bush was badly hurt politically because of the mismanagement of the recovery from Hurricane Katrina.
I appreciate hearing that example of Chris Christie, but that because that was a case where partisans insisted, no, you must be partisan at all times. You cannot simply do your job. How should we think about the way that politics and storms intertwine?
Well, I mean, I think what you're alluding to there, I mean, so much of our politics is really silly, you know, and really full of fake outrages a lot of the time. And, you know, these storms really should show the seriousness of politics. I mean, they show whether government can, in its most basic functions, work to try and keep people safe and help them recover when they're not. I spoke with Andrew Reeves, who's a professor at Washington University in St. Louis. He actually studies storm politics, and he spoke about the significance of these moments and what they can have for these political leaders.
On the one hand, you have just the natural tendency of voters to blame incumbents when things go wrong. At the same time, it's an opportunity for DeSantis, for example, to get up there and talk about the actions that he's taking, right, in a much less polarized context than we often tend to see him, especially, you know, outside of Florida.
What's really important here, though, is the recovery, things like rescue efforts. When does power get restored? Can people get food and clean water? When do they get back into their homes? And can they afford to rebuild if they do at all?
NPR's Domenico Montanaro, thanks so much.
You're welcome.